Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Kofola financial results for the first half 2016 conference call. The financial results will be commented by Mr. Daniel Buryš, Kofola Group CFO, and a member of the board of directors. Kofola is further represented by Group Reporting Manager, Mrs. Lenka Forstová. I will now hand over to your host, Mr. Daniel Buryš. Sir, please go ahead.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome in our half year results conf call. Thanks to your attention. I will go through the main facts from first half in Kofola. We published a report yesterday, so I understand that you know the key figures, but I will repeat. Our revenue, 3.5 billion Czech crown, which is 3% increase compared to last year. Our EBITDA is 514 million Czech crown, which is 15% below last year. That's, I think, two main messages from our side. We are satisfied with our sales performance. The sales level is a nice surprise for us. The reason why we sell more than last year, we see on the market stabilization in some markets where we are present. We see increase of the market, especially in Czech Republic. In Slovakia, the market is flat. In Slovenia, it's still slightly declining. In Poland is also market plus something. That's one positive fact. Second, of course, our acquisition in Slovenia last year and small acquisitions in Croatia will come with additional sales. We are very satisfied with situation in our key market, so Czech and Slovak, Czechoslovak market. We are growing on this market very strong. Also, we are very satisfied with structure of sales, especially, you know that in our strategy is to be number one in Czechoslovakian market in HoReCa and InPost format, on-the-go format. In this category, we grow more than 15% compared to last year. That's, from my side, the biggest success of Kofola in first half. That's the most positive thing. The most negative thing is, of course, declining EBITDA, 15%. The main trigger of lower EBITDA than last year is Polish situation in Poland, in our subsidiary, Hop, which Hop reports declining sales and declining EBITDA, 25% below last year. That's really a negative direction. We started with changes in Poland. We changed GM, Jiří Vlasák is new GM. From this month, we have also new sales director, Mr. Jaroslav Vík, and CFO, Martin Osipal. Completely new management team in Poland. We decided to concentrate our operation in Poland. Maybe you know that we had three operation plants in Poland. We decided in last days, and we announced it also to employees, that we closed Bielsko-Podlaski production plant. It's in eastern part of Poland. We are ready for this concentration because we finished construction of a new warehouse and new production plant in Kutno. So we try to concentrate our business in Poland to Kutno. So this CapEx is in connection with this optimization of Polish operation. And so we will move some production lines from Białystok Podlaski to Kutno. And so that's the main fact from Poland, but still we fence to declining sales, not only in private labels, because we try to increase prices in private label, especially our main key account in private label in Poland is Biedronka, and negotiations are very hard. But also we have declining direction of our brands with only one exception, which is Paola, very successful brand in Poland. So we try to change our sales strategy, marketing strategy, and also efficiency of production. That's our target. It's not that this problem, how we see from half year report, is not solved yet. But we believe that the efficiency of Polish subsidiary will increase in next months and years. So that's the most negative effect from our report. If I talk about negatives, maybe I will mention also some negative trends which we have from. So that's approval of taxation of retailers in Poland. This law is practically from this month valid. We fence to higher water concession fees in Slovenia. Only for first half it was 400,000 euro. This trend is visible also. There are some negative forecasts also in other markets, so in Czech, Slovak, and Poland. And we have higher prices of sugar, not for this year, because this year was contracted for a whole year. We have contract for sugar, but for next year we had some first offers from suppliers of sugar, and the situation with sugar is that very negative. The trend is negative, so we calculate in our budget for next year with increase of sugar prices between 10% and 20%. So that's negative facts. With all these negatives, we have to react on these facts, and we increase prices practically in all markets. First in Slovenia because of higher concession, water concession. So we increase prices in Slovenia since I'm not sure, but I think. Since April, we are increasing prices since July in Czech and Slovak market because of sugar prices and because of promotion, increasing promotion activity in whole market. And we are now currently negotiation increase of prices in Poland. So that's our reaction on declining EBITDA margin. And gross profit margin, because these external impacts to our P&L we are not able to solve from our in our cost structure. So partly we had to postpone it to customers. So that's negative, but I think that the increase of prices is finally it will have positive impact to our P&L in the end of year. And the last negative message from my side is that we didn't succeed in acquisition Water Holding, so the second biggest soft drink producer in Slovakia. In last call, I told you that we believe that we will pass the anti-monopoly comments or requirements, but finally the requirements of anti-monopoly office in Slovakia were not acceptable for us because we entered or we wanted to enter to Water Holding as a 40% minority shareholder, so we didn't have any opportunity to implement the requirement on changes of structure, so structural changes in this acquisition. So we canceled this transaction. That's not our last opportunity in Slovakia. We will focus again in Slovak market, also on Water Holding and also on other targets which we see in Slovakia, because Slovakia, that's the most profitable market, and we want to increase our market position. And we believe that in next round of negotiation with anti-monopoly office, we will be maybe better prepared, or our analysis will be more successful. So that's negative. We still work on other acquisitions, especially in Croatia. You know that we entered to Croatia market with contract with Pepsi. It's very successful cooperation with Pepsi in Slovenia and Croatia market. And we also bought three smaller brands from Badel, and we are working on a bigger acquisition. Unfortunately, due to political situation in Croatia, maybe you know that they are just before elections. So the process is slightly delayed, but we believe that not only signing SPA, but closing will be this year. Sorry, I will not comment more on this acquisition because it's still not signed, so, and not reported in Warsaw Prague Stock Exchange. We in Croatia we built a structure for bigger sales, bigger sales structure. So we hire a sales team. Our expectation in the end of year will be 50 FTE sales teams. So that's also some special cost which we have now in ex-Yugoslavian region, because we built a structure, sales team, SAP, we prepare implementation of our ERP in Croatia, and we finalized our version of SAP in Radenska. So that's also some additional cost which we have in first half, and of course also some acquisition costs. So that's about our next plan. So we keep our strategy to grow in Adriatic region. We keep our strategy to grow in Czechoslovak market as our core market, and very successfully grow on this market, and we still don't solve problem named Poland. Our market shares are stable, so nothing significant. The changes of our market shares are really very small, so nothing to mention to you now. We grow with UGO, so our project of fresh bars and salateries. Our sales are growing 70%, of course, because of expansion, but also if we compare our QSR, so our fresh bars, we name it comparables, so the same like to like fresh bars, we grow 10%-20% on these bars. The reasons why we grow so high is first expansion, second we also increase prices, and third we try to complete portfolio of fresh drinks also for some snacks, some sandwiches, of course only with absolutely healthy style, and that's why our sales and also profitability of UGO is increasing. Currently we operate 67 QSRs, and we opened last month very nice Salateria in High Street in Brno main square. So I think that this project continues very successfully. I will try also comment partly different dynamics of profitability of Czech and Slovak, because Slovakia EBITDA is increasing very dynamically, and Czech EBITDA is below last year performance. The main reason is the structure of sales. The market is changing because of economical situation of the market, so the main reason in this difference between Czech and Slovak is declining category of syrups. In Czech Republic, syrups are very important category for Kofola, UP syrups, that's 40 market leader with 40% market share. We keep the market share, but the category is declining because of different orientation of customers. The consumption moved from syrups to lemonades and juices. And in Slovakia, syrup category for us is not so important, and we are very successful in Slovakia with Vina, because Vina is a very strong brand, very successful brand. We grew with Vina in first half for 47%. And Vina is premium product, so with higher margin. So that's the simple explanation why Slovakia is so successful and Czech Republic is maybe behind expectation. This trend will continue, so we decided that the category of syrups will be declining also in next month, and we will not fight with prices, which we did it in practically whole last year. We increased our promotion activity, and we lost a lot of money to keep our market share. We think that we changed the strategy, and now we will not support this category because preferences of consumers are different. Yeah. So we now focus on CSD lemonade and juices category. If I I mentioned the RAU, we grew with our cooperation with RAU is very successful. We grew in first half 30% with RAU brand, especially with gastro, so the glass bottles, and also profitability of cooperation with RAU family is on our expectation. Yeah, so that's maybe all from my side, and now I expect your questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Please lift your handset before you ask your question. Thank you for holding until we have the first question. Our first question comes from Marek Szewczyk, J&T Bank. Sir, please go ahead.
Good morning, Marek Szewczyk, J&T Bank speaking. I'd like to ask you two questions. Firstly, given the lower EBITDA margin, will you confirm EBITDA target for this year? And secondly, you have very strong cash position in your balance sheet, so could you please give us some comments on what will you do with this amount of cash? Will you pay liabilities, long-term liabilities, or will you use the cash for further acquisitions? Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for your questions. Maybe I forgot, before I answered this question, I forgot one small technical information. We successfully finished the cross-border merger of Kofola Czechoslovakia, Kofola CS, Kofola Družba Slovenia, Kofola SA, so the previous Polish listed company, and Pinelli, previous owner of Semtex brand. This merger was finished. So since 1st of August, we have only one merged companies and structure simplification of Kofola Group was finished. And now to your questions. Target for this year. We discussed a lot in management team how to answer your question because, of course, we expected it. Actually, after first half, we are above our budget. Yeah? So even though the EBITDA is lower than last year, we are working better than budgeted. So that's first point. But now we are in season. For us, really, the season is very important. So I will not confirm our target, and also I will not change our target, and I will answer to your question in next call, so after season. I think that it is possible to reach the target, even though the Polish profitability is so bad, you can say so bad. We, of course, are able to saturate it from other markets. But also, if the weather will be bad in August, we will have trouble. Yeah. So sorry, I will not answer to your question, and we will answer after Q3, after season. Yeah. Cash, our cash position, we still have very high cash in Radenska. That's because of transaction structure. When we acquired Radenska, we had to pay for Radenska €66 million. But in Radenska, cash was net cash €33 or €35 million. It's still a small problem with financial. We don't want to risk some financial assistance problems, and they are very in Slovenia is very strong regulation for it. So we finalized the squeeze out. Now in Slovenia, it's done. We paid money to minority shareholders, and so there is not any other shareholder who can tell us that we are doing something wrong. But we still keep this cash, and we wait for some dates which are from legal reasons necessary. So we keep this cash, and we partly will use this cash for acquisition in Croatia, which is now in final stage, we can say. And also we use this cash for some other CapEx spendings in the group, because we can use it. What is forbidden for us is to use this cash for repay acquisition loan. Yeah, the loan, that's clear. Yeah, so the cash position is still so high from this reason, I think.
Yeah, thank you.
Our next question is from Peter Prizaum, Avaron Asset Management. Sir, please go ahead.
Hello. Can you please describe what activities will be you performing in relation to closure of one plant in Poland? Will you have any one-off costs, or rather you see maybe revenues from the sale of the plant and the real estate? So maybe you just can put more color on this aspect. And secondly, as you refer to the budget, can you also repeat or confirm what is the budget, the EBITDA for this year? Thank you.
Sorry, the connection is very bad. I have Poland and
Poland.
Yeah. So, my colleague understand better. So, the question of Poland, yeah. Really, for Poland is for us still very difficult situation. We had very successfully last 2 years in Poland, to 2014, 2015, were very successful in Poland for us. We increased profitability. We absolutely reduced debt. So we are debt hub is today practically debt-free company. So very successful period in last 2 years. One reason why so successful was that we used the positive development of sugar prices. Sugar price for Kofola is the most important raw material category, but extremely in Poland, because we are working in Poland with very low margins because of private label. We are practically mainly private label producer in Poland. So sugar prices changes are negative, because also this year we're increasing, and also for next year our forecast negative. And so we had to renegotiate our contract with, especially with Biedronka, and we were not so successful. So Biedronka decided to give some part of orders to other producers, and because in 2014-15 we were practically the only producer of these categories of soft drinks which we produce in Poland. Yeah. So I think that the situation will be not back. Yeah. So we must change our business model in Poland. We must really focus on own brand, because that's our strength. That's what we know. And we know how to use successfully local marketing, how to create brands, and we must focus on this, on own brands. So in Poland currently we have Paula, very successful brand, but declining Hopkola and declining Yupik and Arctic and other brands which we have in Poland. So we must invest money to our brands, and also we must renegotiate conditions with private label key accounts, especially Biedronka. And also we have to cut the costs for in this level to come with Poland to make Poland profitable. We don't target for profitability which we have in other regions, because we don't have so strong brands in Poland, but our target is 10 up to 10% profitability in Poland. And closing of Bialsk, that's one step. And we must, the new management must find also next solutions and next next steps will be, and that's why we, especially the GM of Poland, so Jiří Vlasák, he was a marketing director of Kofola Group, and he is really oriented to marketing and for building brands. Yeah. And we also we are also working on some acquisitions in Poland, because we want to use our hardware in Poland, not only for our brands, but also for some other brands. So acquisition in Poland is for us also a very good opportunity how to increase profitability. And the EBITDA target, yeah. I think that I commented. We didn't give you official guidance for this year, but we announced that we believe that EBITDA will be on last year level. Why on last year level? Because last year was very successful because of very good weather condition during last year season. So for us, last year EBITDA will be success this year. And I will not confirm or change this target now, because we are in the middle of season. I think there is not reason why to change the target, but also I'm not so strong to tell you that I confirmed it. Yeah. So we will confirm EBITDA target in next call, after season.
Okay, just on the first point, my question on Poland is, do you expect to have extraordinary costs related to closure of one plant?
Yeah, of course. Of course, we have calculation. Our one-off, we will create a provision for restructuring in Poland. It will be 6.5 million Polish zloty. So sorry, in calculating crowns, that's 42-inch crowns. That's because we cancelled. We will cancel 140 working places, and of course with some severance payments, and we also will start with selling process of this plant. As I mentioned, the Białe Podlaskie, that's area in east part of Poland, so you can say undeveloped part of Poland, so the sales of the plant will be not very attractive to investors. But our calculation is also, of course, based on this situation, and it's we believe that it will increase profitability of Poland.
Okay, thank you.
Our next question comes from Peter Bartek, Erste Group. Sir, please go ahead.
Good morning. I would have two questions for this. You said that you expect quite substantial increase in sugar prices, and you are partially passing the cost increase on to customers. Whether you can share with us your expectation, how much of the increase in sugar you are able to pass on to customers through higher end prices. And the second question is to the expansion in Croatia and Slovenia. First, whether you can give us a number, how much cost you incurred for the bigger sales force there in first half of this year. And second, whether you expect acceleration of revenue growth in Slovenia and Croatia in the second half of this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you for many questions. So sugar prices. It's not so simple to answer, but generally we can say that we in our business plan calculate that we will be able 50% of our sugar price increase to move to our customers, and next 50% we must or find some reserves in our P&L in some other cost categories, or the result will be declining. It's not so simple, but I think that we can say that if the price of sugar will increase 10 euro per ton, our group EBITDA will be 10 million Czech crown lower. Yeah. And for next year, we increased the prices of sugar between 500 and 540 euro per ton. And that's for 2017, because 2017 still the market will be restricted by EU quotas for sugar import till the, I think that it's till the end of September 2017. And from next year, we will be on open market, and we will be the prices will be changing in relation of world prices. But to tell the truth, if we look now on not restricted prices and euro prices, the direction, current direction, is the same. So increase of price for next year, and there are some forecasts for 2018-19 positive. So the forwards for sugar for this period is declining. So we will see. But we really know that for next year, we contracted some part of our sugar consumption for next year, and the price is in the range which I mentioned. So that's about sugar expansion, Slovenia and Croatia, and that's in our results. Practically, that's 20 million, roughly 20 million Czech crowns. Partly, that's because of sales force. We create in Croatia new sales force team, and partly that's because of higher marketing investment, which we have in the region. Because we have some innovations, successful innovations now in Slovenia. We try to open in Slovenia new, practically new category, which is flavored mineral water, because that's a very successful category in Czech market, Slovak market, but very small category in Slovenia, and we try to open this category with new taste, with new marketing. Also, it's based on some marketing spend. Yeah, so that's extraordinary cost in first half, so 20 million Czech crowns. And acceleration of cost of revenue, sorry, in the second half. We in Slovenia and Croatia, we in Slovenia have a problem with Lidl, because Lidl decided that they will negotiate conditions with Kofola as a group. So they try to push us to Czech margin in Slovenia, which is not acceptable for us. The Slovenian market is different. The producers and competitors are working with different margins. That's not because of different profitability, but different markets. And we are not able to accept their requirements to keep the same prices in Slovenia as in Czech or Slovak. So that's why now Mattoni and Korunji is present in Lidl in Slovenia, and we are not present there. That's, of course, there's negative impact for us for on sales side. And but Lidl is not so strong in Slovenia as, for example, in Czech Republic. So that's the one negative message, and we calculate in our outlook and forecast that the situation will not change. The second is the weather. Yeah, the last year was really very successful in Slovenia because of weather conditions. Now the weather is, you can say, normal. So also sales are a little bit lower than last year, because especially water is more sensitive to water category is more sensitive to weather condition than, for example, Coke, cola category. So our forecast is conservative, yeah, in this region. Yeah. So we believe that our innovations will be successful, weather will be normal, and we will be not present in Lidl as in first half. But in Slovenia, our sales were Slovenia and Croatia together, our sales were 10% above last year. In Slovenia, it was 4% higher, I think. So we are on, yeah, and if we compare it like to like, because of course we were not present in this region from January, but like to like, we grew 9% in this region. So we still believe that we will grow also against this negative effect. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. Our following question is from Petr Bartek, Erste Group. Sir, please go ahead.
Hi again. I would have one follow-up question on the Polish operations and the closure of the plant there. Can you confirm, you said that your target for EBITDA margin is 10% in Poland, so your long-term target. And if you can quantify how much cost savings you expect from the closure of the plant in, say, in 2017 compared to 2016?
We have, of course, we have calculation, but we will not announce this figure. Not now, yeah. But it's the payback period in this project is very short, yeah, very short. But sorry, we will not tell you this figure.
And the EBITDA margin of 10%, did I understand correctly?
I think that you understand correctly. Wait a moment, I will only check it with my figures, because I spoke it in... we can confirm it.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. We have no other question, dear speaker. Back to you for the conclusion.
Okay, so thank you for your questions. My conclusion, yeah, for us, the, as I mentioned in beginning of my speech, first half of 2016 was for us very successful from sales point of view, and not very successful from EBITDA point of view. I am financial director, so of course I prefer different ratio of these two point of views. But we continue. We are just in the middle of season. We have a lot of operational and sales task now currently, because season is July sales are below last year, but according to our expectations, so we try to reach our targets, yeah. And that's all, and I want to wish you a nice holiday, and see you or hear you after Q3 result call. And I'm sure that after Q3 we can confirm our target. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes our conference call. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.